This is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. The country's top young spellers battle next week in the Scripps National Spelling Bee. Last year's champion, Karthik Nuwani, is from McKinney. Youngsters who participate in spelling bees spend countless hours preparing for the contest. But rather than being stressed and burnt out, these competitors prove that hard work at a young age sets them up for victory going forward. That's the conclusion of Northwestern anthropologist Shalini Shankar, who recently talked with KERA's Chris Board on Think about her book, Beeline, What Spelling Bees Reveal About Generation Z's New Path to Success.
How did you start thinking about spelling bee champions as a microcosm of the best of what Gen Z has to offer?
Well, I started to go to spelling bees after I had watched them on television for several years and noted that they became more and more difficult and more challenging. And the kids themselves seemed more poised and camera ready. And I was very curious to see what kinds of shifts might be underway. So that's what led me to start to do this project at the National Spelling Bee.
So surely a lot of these competitors are born with really good brains to begin with. But talk about the skills that champion spellers have to develop besides knowledge of word origins and orthography.
Well, primarily it is a very deep and detailed knowledge of etymology and how the different languages that contribute to American English, how all of their word patterns and letter patterns work. So that is one of the main things they look at. But as well, they have to learn how to be a good competitor on stage. They have to learn how to focus and block out the lights and cameras and really just focus on the task at hand and get that job done within the 2 minutes that they're allocated in order to spell their word correctly.
And you know that there are like junior versions of just about every kind of competition now, singing competitions and athletic competitions and quiz shows. So it's maybe not surprising that these children, which is what they are, ages 10 to 14 in the National Spelling Bee, have their eyes set on a national competition.
Yeah, absolutely. And unlike some of those other televised reality show format competitions, these start in their own classrooms. So the way to make it to the Scripps National Spelling Bee is to compete in your classroom bee and your school bee. And, you know, so it's something that they're already doing as part of their grade school education. So that makes it all the more accessible.
So many people who follow the National Spelling Bee will have noticed that there's been a winning streak in recent years by kids of South Asian heritage. How does that fact play into your thinking about spelling bees as a lens for understanding this generation?
Well, Generation Z, born after 1996, is reported to be the most diverse generation in U.S. history. So part of this is due to more mixed race children, but the larger part is due to the most children of immigrants. So what we see is various immigrant groups who were solicited because of their high qualifications in STEM fields, science, technology, engineering, and math, many of them gravitating toward these educational contests. So when I noted that the South Asian winning streak was occurring, I also looked at why it was occurring now and not earlier when immigrants from South Asia began to immigrate in 1965. And really, it's because there is this sort of concentration of kids and their parents have the means to encourage this activity, and they've really taken it on with a great deal of excitement.
So you discover that there have been racist trolls online upset about the number of Indian and other South Asian spelling champions. But you note that, like, no one asked about the long streak of white kids who won for a really long time.
Yeah, and that's something that one of the kids I interviewed for the book very rightly pointed out to me, that no one has ever questioned the fact that for the majority of the contest's history, it has only had white winners. And I think that this is the rhetoric that gets, you know, stirred up at various points, that shouldn't someone American win it, as if America doesn't actually include this plurality of races and ethnicities.
You can hear more of this conversation at think.kera.org.